Turn back with me to Proverbs 3. We usually go through John on Sunday nights. And I was trying to study John. But I kept thinking about Proverbs 3. And I'd go look at it, and I'd come back and work on John a little bit, and then I'd go back to Proverbs 3. Finally, I realized, I think the message is in Proverbs 3. All of us have a desire to grow in grace, don't we? We want to. I want to. We all want to grow in this word. I want to grow in the knowledge of this word and the love of this word. We want to grow in faith. We want to grow in kindness. We want to grow in liberality. We want to be more and more conformed into the image of Christ, don't we? That's what we want. I cannot wait to finally be like Christ. Finally be like Christ. We want to grow in grace. And when we come to worship our God, and when He opens up this word to us, and if He doesn't send His Spirit, we've wasted our time. If He doesn't send His Spirit, and if He doesn't bless His word, there are places that open up this word all over this town. But if God doesn't send His Spirit, and if God doesn't bless His word in truth, it's a waste of time. But when He does, when He opens this word to us, and when He blesses us through His Spirit, our minds become focused. You know what I mean? You know how we walk in just all over the place, and we walk out so focused. I remember what the purpose of life is. It's Christ. Our minds, they become focused, and our hearts become full. I have walked in so empty before and walked out so full. And our resolve becomes strong. Minds are focused, hearts are full, resolve is strong. And then we walk out that door. And it's like we go right back to the same place where we started. We come here to hear the same thing. Nobody who came here tonight came to hear something different, did they? We come here to hear the exact same thing, and it's because we so desperately need to hear the same thing. The same thing. That same thing is Christ. The same thing. Christ, who is the wisdom of God. Christ, who is our wisdom. I want wisdom. I want wisdom. And Christ is our wisdom. Verse 13, right here in Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 13 says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom." Christ. Happy is the man that findeth Christ, and the man that getteth understanding. Understanding of what? Christ. Christ. An understanding of who He truly is, and an understanding of His gospel. Aren't we so happy that He has given us an understanding of His gospel? He hasn't left us in the dark on religion. He's revealed the truth to us, revealed Himself to us. Verse 14 says, "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." Finding the gospel of Christ is greater value than anything that silver and gold can buy. It is the most valuable thing on this planet. It really is. It's called the unsearchable riches of Christ. I wish I could enter into that more. You know it? The absolute unsearchable riches of Christ. Look at Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, look at verse 23. It says, buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth and sell it not. We buy a lot of things. I used to be in the stock market. I'm not anymore. I lost it all. What are you buying? We're buying this. It's hot. You better get it right now. Buy it. Buy it. Hurry, buy it. That's valuable. Buy the truth and sell it not. Don't sell it. Buy the truth and sell it not. I am burdened to tell myself and to tell you to buy the truth and sell it not. Nothing in this life means anything. Nothing in this life means anything. Go with me over to Matthew 13. Matthew 13, verse 45 says, again, this is our Lord speaking, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. How much is the Lord Jesus Christ worth? I tell you when we're going to find out. When we stand before the judgment throne. That's when we're going to find out. You know what? These big, big moguls, these big men, they've gained it all. They've gained it all. They own islands. They got it all. And when they go and stand before the judgment throne, they're going to realize it is actually of no value. It's no value. It was burned up. What happened to it all? It burned up. It's all going to burn up. What is the Lord Jesus Christ worth? He is worth it all. I can tell you, he's worth it all. The question was asked in the scriptures, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Once he has seen the pearl of great price, he'll give it all. He'll give it all. Go back over to Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, verse 13 says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Why? The reason is because silver, gold and rubies cannot redeem my soul. They just cannot redeem my soul. I want to lay hold of that. I want to lay a hold of that. I used to be in business. And I am thankful every day of my life that I'm not anymore. But some of you guys have to be in business. You got things you have to do. You have to work. You have to make money. If you don't provide for your family, you're worse than an infidel. And you have to make decisions. And you have to make budgets. You have to buy things. You have to sell things. But I can tell you this. All of those things mean nothing. They mean absolutely nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. They mean absolutely nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ. Silver and gold and rubies cannot redeem our souls. There is one thing that will give us life, life, eternal life. It's the same thing, the blood of Jesus Christ. The same thing. We all want a happy life. I want a happy life, and I have one. I have one. I am happy. We're happy. I believe we're all happy. This is a happy place. And we all want a happy life. And our flesh, in spite of what the Word tells us and in spite of what our heart knows, our flesh believes that the things of this world are going to bring that happiness. If we can just attain them. But they won't. They won't. Go to Proverbs 15 with me. Proverbs 15, verse 16 says, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith." This world is a troubled place. It is a troubled place. And the more we have of it, the more trouble it will bring to us. Everything in this world is troubled. And the more we have of it, the more trouble it'll bring to us. Go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, verse 19 says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." I need one thing, and we all need one thing. We need Christ. We just need Christ. Our Lord said, whoever seeks Him is going to find Him. Whoever needs Him is going to receive Him. Any sinner who has been made to see Christ as the great treasure, the pearl of greatest price, our Lord has given to all those sinners six exhortations for happiness in Christ. We want to be happy, don't we? He's given us six exhortations for happiness and wisdom in Him. Each exhortation comes with a promise. Six exhortations and six promises. Okay, go back over to Proverbs 3. Six exhortations, six promises. Verse 1. My son, forget not my law. My son, forget not my law. Before the evil days come and you have no pleasure in them, I pray that our children, my daughters, forget not thy law. Forget not this gospel. Don't forget my word. May the gospel be our main concern and factor in everything. May the gospel be our main concern and factor in everything. May the gospel be our life. If we need Christ, we need His gospel. If we need Christ, we need His gospel. The hearing of the gospel is what produces faith. And faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the evidence of salvation. May all of our decisions be made in light of the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by this word. My son, forget not my law. But let thine heart keep, let my heart hold to, let my heart believe in my commandments. That's the first exhortation. Here's the first promise, verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Length of days, long life, and peace. Peace with God, not peace with this world. We'll never have peace with this world, but peace with God. All the days of this life, all the days of eternity. What a promise. Peace with God. Look at Job 14. Job 14, verse 1 says, man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and he continueth not. That's life here on this earth. That's what every man on this earth has to look forward to. He comes forth like a flower and he's cut down. But our text said that the law of God, this word of God, the gospel of Christ, the word of wisdom himself brings length of days and peace. Peace in the heart. So here's wisdom. May everything in our life revolve around the word of God. Everything. All right, let's go back over to Proverbs 3. Verse 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. What brings peace all the days of this troubled life? Binding this truth about our neck. Writing this truth on the table of our hearts. This is one of my favorite verses of Scripture. It doesn't matter what comes. It doesn't matter what doesn't come. Psalm 85 says that mercy and truth met together. You just keep remembering that. Mercy and truth have already met together. Righteousness and peace kissed each other. In the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have received mercy. I've received mercy. Yeah, but you don't have much else. What else do I need? Really? I've received mercy. It does not matter what I have. It does not matter what I don't have. God has been merciful to me in Christ. My happiness is right there It is right there. God has been merciful to me. The only thing that could make me happier is if he would be merciful to you and if he would be merciful to my children and your children. Happy is the man that finds Christ and receives an understanding of that. Verse 4 says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Favor means grace. If I want some peace and happiness in this life, I just need to be reminded that I have found the same thing Noah found. I found the same thing. Grace. Favor. Good understanding. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. If we did not have our Lord, we would have nothing to trust in. Nothing and no one can be trusted but Christ. I can't even trust myself. I don't trust myself. Outside of Christ, I just do not trust myself. Go over to Psalm 146. It's about two pages back. Psalm 146, verse 1, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. If we want some peace and some happiness, don't put your trust in any man. Don't put any trust in the next president. We're going to change all this. Probably not. Verse 4 says, his breath goeth forth. That means he dies. He's just a man. He returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. How wise would we be to put our trust in the Lord? Trust in the Lord. Back over to Psalm 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Forget not my law, and you'll have length of days and peace. Bind mercy and truth, and you'll find favor with God. And trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Trusting in the Lord has everything to do with waiting on the Lord. You know that? Trusting in the Lord has everything to do with waiting on the Lord. David said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Trust his time. Things never happen in the time that we want it to. You know that? I think it's time I make a decision here. No, how about let's wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Trust his will. Trust his way. He will direct your path. Look at Proverbs 4, one page over. Proverbs 4, verse 14, it says, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Walk straight in the path. How can I do that? How can I do that? When I am wicked, I know not the way, I cannot walk in the way. How can I do that? Our text said, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to thine own understanding, and in all thy way acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. David said, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. Wait on the Lord. Verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Be not wise in thine own eyes. What that means is, don't do anything without consulting our Lord. Don't do anything. Well, I pretty well know what I'm going to do. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. Reverence the Lord. Verse 7 says, and depart from evil. That is everything that we are by nature. Evil. But that is especially unbelief. Depart from unbelief. Look to him, fear him, believe him. Verse 8 says, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Nothing will make us more miserable than not waiting on the Lord. Nothing. Not seeking his counsel. But if we do, and if he sends it, nothing will make us happier. Nothing will make us happier. If we believe that we are in the way of the Lord, in his will for us, we'll be happy. We'll be happy. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. What do those two verses mean? They mean exactly what they say. Exactly what they say. Honor the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord with thy substance. You mean with our money? Yes. But not just our money. With everything that is our substance. If we give him much thanks, we will have much to be thankful for. If we honor him by believing on him, if we honor him with faith, he will increase our faith. Now, if we do believe, who gets the glory for that? He does. It's not of myself, it's a gift. But it's counted to us and it's rewarded. I love this. Honor the Lord with thy substance. This is what the word substance means. Last minute, just before service tonight, I saw that and I thought, I better look that up. So I looked it up in the concordance, and here's what it means. Two words mainly. One of them was wealth. The other one was enough. That's what the word substance means. It means enough. You know, we don't have much. I know that. But we have enough. Honor the Lord with thy enough. Verse 10 says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. That is a promise from our Lord. Verse 11 says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Because we have an evil and wicked flesh, we should expect chastening. We should just expect it. But we would be wise to not despise it. That chastening is our comfort. It's our comfort. Comfort that he loves us. Comfort that he's our father. 1 Corinthians, I'm just going to read this to you. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 31 and 32 say, if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. He chastens us so that we will not be condemned with this world. Whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Go with me over to Revelation 3. I'll close with Revelation 3. Verse 18 says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. So he said, happy is the man that finds wisdom, and the man that gets understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. I pray that the Lord would teach us wisdom. Wisdom in Christ. Cause us to heed his word. Send us his promises. Help us. Bless us. In spite of us. In spite of this poor vessel. May we find Christ. All right, let's stand together.